There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Eat my dust, slime ball!
Hey, everyone, and boo! Oh, that's right. Woo. It's a Halloween special of Thumb Cramps. To celebrate the spooky season, this week's Thumb Cramps episode is, in fact, episode one of our very special series, Boner Cramps, a video game review podcast for all things pornos. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Porners himself, Hayden Bleachmore.
Hi, thanks for having me on this special occasion.
Happy Halloween.
And as you've probably noticed, because we've said Halloween multiple times and it is a spooky episode, this one's probably not as family friendly as the other episodes of Thumb Cramps. Obviously, we pride ourselves on being a video game review podcast where you can discuss games sucking you off in a family-friendly manner, but due to the spooky nature of this Halloween episode...
Could be too scary for you.
Could be too scary for children. It's now, true. Jackson, what are we looking at this week in Boner Cramps?
Okay, on Boner Cramps today, we're going to be talking about Fake Hostel and other games. So, as you might recall, at the end of last week's Thumb Cramps, we found ourselves down a little rabbit hole started by me a couple episodes prior about a game called Fake Hostel, where one of our beautiful listeners had tracked it down. They tracked down the name of it. And in that episode, I was sort of cajoled into downloading it, and so I did. But then, when we finished that episode, me and Dusha stayed on the Zoom call, and I clocked it in about 40 minutes to an hour, streaming it over Zoom, sharing my screen, just for Dusha, my good friend, so he could watch me
it's
play.
A private show.
Yeah, a little private treat for Dusha. And occasionally he'd glance over because clearly he was doing other things and he'd be like, oh boy, because pornos were happening. So Fake Hostel is a game where the basic plot is you're a man named Pedro, who is a plumber, and you've let a bunch of beautiful, sexy women into your house. Even though it says fake hostel, it is a real hostel because they are paying you to live there. But you're also the plumber, and these ladies have a lot of complaints about the plumbing. So they complain about the plumbing. You have little cutscenes where you're never not moving for some reason.
What do you mean you're never not moving?
So it's two just like drawings, basically, of Pedro. There's a drawing of Pedro and a drawing of one of the many beautiful women. I think there's about maybe 20 or less or something that live in your house. And there's a little dialogue box down the bottom and you're constantly swaying.
20 women living in your house?
Or less.
Or less. Don't worry, I was prepared for this.
It's a maximum of 20.
Well, Jackson, if you recall, this game is famous for its 10 scenes, remember?
Maybe I doubled the amount of ladies.
10's less than 20. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think I'm still technically correct.
Yeah.
20 or
less. Anyway, so there's a lot of dialogue between you and these ladies who have these plumbing problems. And at the end of the dialogue, a lot of which I skipped because like I cannot really express how much dialogue there was.
The game is, and we're going to come up, so look, you're out there playing some porno games. So porno games obviously have porno humor.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, part of porno humor also seems to be, what if this is just very offensive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a porno game, right? Like, and I never understand this because it's clearly designed to get you off, right? Like, the aim of this game is for me to play through the game till I am rewarded with a sex scene, which was the rewards, okay? These very clearly done in flash sex scenes between Pedro and one of the many ladies, at which point I'm meant to masturbate till I come, right? Like, that is the point. Like, we can mince words, but that's what I'm meant to be
doing.
You're
meant to masturbate till you come. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what it says on the box.
Nobody's watching the sex scenes and just being like, Wow. They well, are fucking,
did,
you know.
Did you, didn't you do that?
Well, yeah. I did.
Or did you masturbate till you come?
I masturbated till I came every time. I was like, Dushan, I'm just going to stop sharing for a moment.
Masturbated till you cummed.
Yep.
Yeah,
like, come. It's like hand.
Masturbated till I cummed. No, but I mean, I you know, if this was something if this was my way of getting erotica, Hayden, then yes, I would have. But this was academic for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'd masturbate till I cummed.
Well, it's academic. Yeah. It is. I agree.
So, yeah. Yeah. So the bulk of the game, okay, yeah. And you get to this point after you you have this long discussion with
you
this
hammer
very.
Hammer the skip button of the
as
dialogue.
I was doing, because I didn't want the long, frankly offensive, shockingly racist dialogue. That's not what I was playing the game for. The dialogue is not. It's not.
Why good. Is it racist? I've never watched a racist porno where everyone's making racist.
No. It's like exclusive to like internet porno, video game stuff. Like Leisure Suit Larry earlier games do it a little bit too. Anything that you played on Newgrounds that was a porno game in like 2007.
It's like it's gotta for some reason rely on stereotypes. Pedro is Hispanic in some way, and the game is not kind to him for that. which is Christ. Crazy because presumably
he's the main character.
I'm meant to be putting myself in Pedro's shoes, but instead here I am getting offended by the dialogue choices of the game. Anyway,
but also another porno thing is like, I mean, every single porno game is in bad taste.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
Okay,
it's the worst way to get porn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
And also, if you're playing a porno game, like, I don't know why, it feels like they're like, we've got carte blanche to do what, to have, like, the sense of humor of a 2012 Newgrounds game or a 14-year-old boy in 2006 or whatever.
Well, but would a 14-year-old boy basically be the target demo for these kind of games?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I mean, 14-year-old boys are big fans of masturbating till they cummed.
They do that all the time.
Till they, once they've cummed, they're like, that was a good masturbate. Anyway, so the bulk of the actual gameplay of this game is one of those games where you need to direct water through pipes from one pipe at one corner of a grid to another pipe at the other corner of the grid.
Okay.
And you do this by rotating the way the pipes are facing to try and move the... It's the hacking minigame from Bioshock.
Yeah.
And you need to do this in a certain amount of time. And there are three grades or three sort of like levels of difficulty. Well, so if you complete all the easy ones, you move on to the medium. You complete all the medium, you move on to the hard.
Yeah.
And there's a little bar down the bottom, and the longer time you take, if you take too much time, you basically get a game over and you have to start again.
Yeah.
These were not difficult. They were shockingly easy. Shockingly easy. There were a couple in the hard ones that did give me a bit of trouble, and I did run out of time, I think, twice.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it was, crazily simple. And then if you completed enough, and there was no real way of gauging when this was going to happen, I suppose if I'd been paying attention to the dialogue, I might have noticed when they were getting hornier for Pedro for unblocking the pipes or whatever.
I think it was every five.
Okay, roughly every five pipe minigames, you got a sex scene between Pedro and not always the woman he was talking to, sometimes other women. and they never looked like the women you... If it was the woman you were talking to as Pedro, it never looked like the woman you were talking to as Pedro. One of the women was very clearly, like, black, and then when we were having sex with her, she was not anymore, but it was still clearly the same woman. So a lot of baffling choices all around.
But then... Later in the game, when you talk to that woman again, you get a far more accurate version of her.
Yeah.
So was it a glitch?
Who knows?
Did the creators
of Fake
Hostel...
Is this the kind of game that can have glitches? You
know? Fake Hostel not have attention to detail? Were they just focusing on masturbating till they cummed? It's hard to say.
We will never truly know. Anyway, so the sex scenes... they were pretty. You had, I think, three different levels.
Yep.
You'd be able to like cycle through, like where you're just at the outside, I guess. Like you're about to penetrate, then you're penetrating, then you're coming, and then you would have like a final like a cum shot, I guess, image.
Yeah,
and then you move on to the next pipe game. the most frankly disturbing part of this game, mm-hmm. and there's no warning, right? And we did get a bit of warning reading the reviews, but it's there's no warning till you're in there, right? If you didn't read the reviews, if you just saw Fake Hostile and you were like, that shit's my jam, I love pipe mini games and fucking this would have come out of nowhere for you.
Sorry, yeah. Mind your language, please.
Come on, mate.
Sorry,
this is a family show.
Okay, if you like pipe mini games and making love, And this, yeah, just you're like, oh, this looks like the game for me. You would not expect this. So Pedro has like a toilet brush, right?
No,
toilet brush is covered in shit occasionally. occasionally he uses it on the women. It's real bad.
Not whilst covered in shit though.
Oh yes, Hayden, my dear friend.
That's so upsetting,
Hayden.
Oh, my word. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
So that was pretty graphic. That was pretty gratuitous.
If we could keep this Halloween special clean, that would be appreciated.
Yeah.
If we could keep this Halloween spunk fest PG, that would be ideal. So that was pretty upsetting. I don't know. Okay, here's what's weird, right? Like I said, the aim of this game is for you to get off, right?
Yeah.
Masturbate till you cummed.
Is the aim of the game? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
To masturbate till you've cummed, right? Yep. But this would be such a bad game for that because the sex scenes, one, are gross and there's no warning. It's not like in the description of this game, it's like, if you're into shit, this is the game for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, it doesn't say that anyway. It's not obviously a coprophiliac game, I suppose, aside from the fact that you know Pedro's a plumber. But plumbers have a historic, they have a storied history in pornography.
Famous. In the video game, plumbers don't wear ties. Not a porno game, but it feels like it should be a porno game.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like a porno game with no porno, which is a real bummer.
Just a rude knock, game. Knock, I'm here to fix your plumbing, baby. Mm. I can't pay you. Can I suck you off? Yeah, of course.
All right. Yeah, go on then.
Okay. It'll probably get me in trouble with my boss or whatever, but hey.
Well, I guess
I probably just don't have to tell him.
Yeah. I guess I'll just be like, what job?
Yeah, what job? And they'll be like, you actually have... Like, as a plumber, are you not... What are you going to say in your taxes, dude?
Oh, so can I just claim this once? So I got, like, 70K in wages and 4 suck jobs. And the tax man's like, you got to repay an eighth of that suck job.
Yeah.
The tax man's like, you actually got to suck me off once. Okay. They're even. Okay.
And then I'll suck off the government and we'll be square.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cheers, man. Cheers. Not only were the sex scenes, and it was not always, okay? It wasn't like that was the point, right?
No.
Some of them did involve the toilet brush. Some didn't. Didn't at all.
That's just real disturbing.
It's very upsetting. So it's not like that's the point of the game. It's not like that's what you're meant to get off to. It's just a nasty surprise. And then on top of that, like, once you've cycled through, like, okay, let's imagine I'm playing this game to come with, right?
Yeah.
I'm here to come, okay? Do 5 rounds of pipe game.
Yeah.
I get the sex scene. I come. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to keep playing the game. I'm turning it off at that point. I'm out of there.
Yeah. But then goodbye. You come back, sayonara. You come back next
good
time.
Night, Cincinnati. You know what I mean? And that is the idea that I get horny again. And I'm like, well, why don't I do 5 pipe games so that I can get to the next one? I do not understand the point. And then imagine you do those 5 pipe games and it's one of the shit sex scenes. Yeah. And then I got to do another 5 pipe games to get to a good one or whatever. Anyway, so I clocked this game. Clocked it.
Can you play this game? Yeah, you could play this game with one hand, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Because it's just clicking. So you could be jerking off at the same time. Here's a good question for you. Okay, because also, and hey, it's Halloween, so we're going to talk about it, all right?
Yeah.
And maybe this is not universal, but when you're masturbating to pornography, okay, it's rare, at least for me, to just stick to one video, okay?
Mm.
So, like, I might start a video, but then I might be like, well, let's see what else is out there, right?
Yeah.
That's part of the sweet...
You get FOMO.
Yeah, the sweet journey. You're like, well, what else?
What am I missing out on?
I don't want just this to be the one I finish on. Let's see what else there is. So, realistically,
you
if you're playing...
back and be like, oh, I can't believe I cummed to that video when there was all these videos out that I didn't even dabble in.
Could have cummed to something much better.
Yeah.
That was a waste of a cummed. So, realistically, if you're playing Fake Hostel, you're not going to come to the first video, the first scene that you find, right? So what does that mean for the masturbator? Okay? You have your hand on the mouse and one hand on your genitals. You're masturbating. When do you start? Do you start the moment the first sex scene happens? Or do you start when you're doing the pipes? Or do you start when Pedro's chatting to the ladies? Like, when do you begin?
The dialogue with Pedro and the ladies is, like, intentionally very innuendo-y.
Yeah, so that's true.
I guess the whole time?
Okay, that's great.
Do you think people are jerking off to a guy named Pedro making sexual puns?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. So you open up the game when you're already horny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you solve...
And you're boned it up, let's say.
Yeah.
Let's assume you got a penis in this situation. You bone it up. You slam your hand around... Yeah.
Yeah. You've got, I would say, at this point, at least one third chub.
Sure. And then you start the dialogues there. Maybe you're slowly moving your hand up and down. The main event's not beginning. There's some foreplay with yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you get to the pipes, where there's no sexual element whatsoever. How slow are you going?
Just putting shit through pipes. That's all it is.
Is this point in the situation you're like, I just got to keep myself erect? Because I think I could easily go flaccid during the pipes if I wasn't paying attention down there. Maybe that would make it harder, frankly, to be honest.
Well, maybe that's why the game's so easy.
Yeah. And then you get to the sex scene. You're going harder, you're going harder, you're going harder, but you don't want to come to this one. So you got to slow down again. Pipes, pipes, pipes. Harder, harder, harder. Oh, no, it's a shit one. Stop. Disturb. Flaccid. Pipes. Good sex scene. Harder. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't. It seems like it's a porno game, but it seems like a porno game that's impossible to actually use as a masturbatory aid. Mm. It truly baffles me.
Is there a gallery mode? Because that'll be something that comes into... Yeah, fire it up.
I'll fire up old... I definitely uninstalled it, but I'll... Fire
Because that's another thing that you haven't mentioned. This game is surprising. Like, the file size is enormous.
It's one of those games where I'm like, they're using my computer to mine Bitcoin. They've got me good.
And you know what? Good on them.
It's just pretty much a flash game, but it's like 700 megabytes or something.
Yeah, it's 810 megabytes for what is definitely just a flash game.
Full on insane.
I'm downloading it again so that I can look to see if there's a gallery mode.
Yeah, that's good. And... We'll make sure that when, it's already happening, but when you start cutting in and out of the Zoom call, we'll leave it in because you've opted to download a game rather than record a podcast.
Absolutely. I'm doing it for the podcast. We're at 19%. This was clever.
Shit. Why didn't you just click gallery and see if someone's taking a screenshot of the main menu?
Because, Dusha, we're here already, you know?
Because also, Jackson, another feature you haven't mentioned yet and something that I think you've forgotten about but you'll be reminded of immediately when you open the game is that it's got blaring menu music that hate.
Absolutely. It's pretty grim. So I have unlocked all achievements in this game. 58 out of 58.
What was the most like niche achievement?
Beat the last thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
That, yeah.
So no, okay.
Yeah.
So the achievements were just playing the game normal. You didn't do anything.
Yeah, there was no... Well, it's crazy that I have all achievements because also I didn't get 3 stars on every single pipe minigame.
So there's no achievement for getting 100%.
No, so you get nothing out of it. You get 3 stars underneath the pipe minigame when you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe there are secret rewards. Maybe you get a bonus sex scene if you complete all of the them in under the amount of time necessary, but I can't imagine. Look, Fake Hostel was a deeply unpleasant, upsetting game. And I knew that going in. Like, that was not a
chance. It's called Fake Hostel.
Finished downloading. Let's have a look. Let's see if there's a gallery mode. Get ready for blaring music.
It's a real hostel, or is it just the guy's house?
It's just his house.
How many rooms does this guy have in his house?
I think it's very funny as well. So this music, this game has very frustrating one track of music that plays over everything, right?
But how long does it go for, do you think?
Ever, seemingly. But also, for $1, you can buy the soundtrack if you so desired.
Fuck.
No, there's no gallery.
Yeah, that's weird then.
So you can't, you just have to play. If you want to see some stuff, you got to play the game.
You got to play the game again.
Got to do the pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to do your pipes? You got to hit the pipes, buddy.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Welcome to the real world.
Maybe there is a gallery. Maybe there's a gallery. I saw a little button that I missed because it's up in the corner. Hold on. Everybody, I know you're out there, Tom Cramps fans, with bated breaths.
Just
waiting
Tom
for
Cramps?
This moment. Yes. Yes, there is. There's galleries. There's galleries.
Okay. Thank God.
And there are
10
girls. Yeah. Thank goodness. Oh, God. It's bad to go back. Okay, and also, look, we're talking bonus. And obviously, I think something we're all playing sexy games.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth including in our review how likely it would be to actually get you off. Like, was there even a minute amount of arousal for you?
Yeah.
And
it's also,
was,
I guess, maybe worth noting that these are full-on porno games. Like, there's nothing censored in these games.
Mm. Absolutely. It's full-on. You're seeing vaginas and boobs and dicks and butts. It's all there.
Yeah.
But it, I would say that,
the good stuff, as famous boner cramps fans would, it's out there known as.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. D-A good stuff.
Yeah.
I would
good
say
with three O's. The good
and
stuff.
And stuff is with a Z at the start somehow.
Stuff.
The stuff.
The good stuff.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. What are we saying? It like a fucking Russian mobster.
Hey!
Got the good stuff.
The good stuff.
And I will again remind you to watch your mouth.
I'm so sorry. I don't know which one of us that was.
Yeah, did I swear? Who swore?
Jackson did.
Okay.
He said, but he said it before Russian mobster.
Oh, come on, Jack. You're better than this.
I am. I've been really... But Hayden, the rule is actually now you get three. So...
Okay.
It's pretty exciting. Yeah. Use them whatever you want.
Or...
Yeah, unbleeped.
Oh!
That's the rule.
Okay, that isn't the rule?
Let's get an E on this podcast.
I'm pretty sure that's the rule, Hayden. So
It's not the rule.
I guess we'll see in the edit.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see when you listen back. Look, this probably would have given me like the beginnings of a stirring only in that like sexual stuff is happening. But it's
the
like
whiff of a boner.
Yeah, it's not really... I would have really struggled to actually do a big come to this game.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have really been able to.
That's
because,
fair.
I mean, aside from the shit, even the most basic sex scenes, it's like kind of whatever anime girls and a sort of out-of-shape plumber who looks like Mario.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't really call it the most erotic of visuals at the end of the day.
It does have the... It has the thing that I think a lot of porno games have, which is like the character design seems to be like a base body, but then they just chuck genitals on over the top and the genitals are moving. Everything's just moving at different...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
kind of nauseating in a way, the way everything's kind of always shifting slightly in the wind.
You get seasick from this game.
Yeah.
So how many boners for Faye Costell? Yeah,
how many chubs?
Oh, yeah. How many chubs?
I'm going to say zero chubs for Faye Costell,
zero
guys.
Chubs.
That's... Zero, a full-on,
full flaccid.
That's the
floppy, sloppy
with
zero
some shrinkage,
chubs.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly,
This is a boner cramps
first.
Unique event. Yeah, first.
I mean, whatever you said would have been a boner cramps first, right?
It's just, look, there's nothing about this. The pipe game was maybe slightly fun, but only because it was something to do other than watch terrible sex scenes or skip through dialogue. And the sex scenes themselves were either full on gross or just like not horny. So I'm going to say zero boners for this. A zero boner game. Don't buy Faye Costell. It cost me $7. It's definitely using my computer to mine for Bitcoin.
Good thing you got it back again. It. Yeah.
Don't get it. If you want to get off, here's a little trick for you. Imagine a pussy. Or like a dick, and you're good. Okay, you can imagine a pussy
actually...
or cock whenever you want. I'll do it now.
That's fucked up.
I can imagine whatever I like on the show. You can't do shit.
Imagine something crazy right now, and I'll try and guess what you're thinking of. Big dick.
It was. It actually was.
I can read your
eyes.
I was
like, let me imagine the best dick I can. And then that's what I... Yeah. You nailed it. That's crazy.
Thank you.
You look shocked.
It was big.
When you see perfection, I guess everyone's shocked.
Mm.
Wow.
Whoa, the hog is...
Do you want to try imagining something, and I'll try and guess what you're imagining? Joel?
Okay.
Big boobs.
Nah, wrong. It was three buttholes.
Oh, well.
That rules. In a row or just in the
body? Yeah, in a row. Yeah. There was no...
Wait, well, were there butts and bodies attached or just...
They were
just buttholes.
Just the anus.
It's real bad to describe a butthole as being in a butt.
But it is.
It is.
Where else is it? It's in there.
I don't know.
Jackson, I know you're famously a hole man, but you got to understand that the holes are attached to things.
Yeah, it's on a butt. Oh, no, that's worse. No. I don't like it.
It's not on a butt. It's in the butt. If it was on the butt cheeks, I'd say on the butt, but it's not.
I got a butthole in my butt right now. That's
right between them cheeks.
I mean, there's no other way of saying it.
That's Bonocramps exclusives. Your butthole is in your butt.
It's crazy to say. I don't know. All right, what have you guys been playing? All right, can you top Fake Hostel?
I have been playing Deep Space Waifu.
Oh, yes.
I thought, I'm new to the world of porno games.
Yeah,
I had to look up how to access the porno games on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
What I did is I made a new Steam account on the advice of Joel Dusha, so it doesn't ruin my algorithm, something that Jackson did not do.
Destroyed my algorithm. Yep. Dreams of Desire is currently the top thing. Just if I go to the Steam store and I'm like, what games are new? It's like, play this game where in the trailer for it, there's just full on sucking off happening. So
full on sucking off.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'll go to the porno game section. It's recently unlocked. I'll go the highest rated. Mm-hmm. And I found a game. It's called, Deep Space Waifu. 7,500 reviews. Overwhelmingly positive. Overwhelmingly positive.
That's crazy.
So I thought, this is going to be good. I buckled myself up. I got very excited. Not that kind of excited. Just general excitement. And I thought, I was kind of, I was a bit intrigued. I thought, what's going to go?
Yeah,
what's
going to
happen? Go on. The game, it's, like old Mario games where it's like a top-down view of an island and you run between the levels?
Oh, yeah.
Super Mario World?
It's that. That's how you start the game. And then each level is just a picture of a woman. And then on the left of the map is a ginormous phone, sort of. And then when you go to the level, it gives you the bio of the waifu. Future waifu. And so it'll be like a sort of a Tinder bio. So it'll say like their age, their profession, and their name, and then a little bit about them. So you get to know them. And the first level...
Yeah, I'm watching some gameplay of it on YouTube now. Wow. Yeah.
So you are a man with a bear head, but the bear head is like 8-bit, but none of anything else is 8-bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
And then so you click on the level, and then the game starts, and you are on some kind of space motorbike... Not unlike a snowmobile, and it's basically Asteroids, the game, Asteroids.
All right.
And it's kind of Asteroids cross Space Invaders. You can float around the screen, I guess they're spaceships, but they're kind of just nondescript machines.
It's just like somebody just got sci-fi parts and put them together.
They don't look like ships, but I guess that's what they are. And they shoot stuff at you. And I'm not sure how to explain it, but basically in the background is the space waifu.
Yeah.
And
the deep space waifu.
The deep space waifu. And they're huge.
Yeah.
And the sort of background moves around you, like the sort of the field of view is moving, but you don't control that. But you control where you move in the screen. And occasionally you'll be fighting off the spaceships with bullets. And then a hitbox will sort of appear over some part of the deep space waifu. And it'll say like 300 on it. And you got to shoot 300 bullets, which you can do very quickly, at the bit, because they're fully clothed. Mm-hmm. And then the clothing will shoot off, will fall off.
Oh!
So you shoot, the clothes off the Deep Space Waifu. First level, you can only shoot off to a bikini, right? Because that's expected. First level, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Second level, I did it. Also, what I'll say is if you clear the level, but you don't clear the clothes, that's it. So
you can't go back.
You can't go back and shoot off more clothes. So you really have to, a lot of the game is just ignoring the space invaders and just shooting off the clothes, trying to dodge bullets, because otherwise you'll just win.
How explicit does it get? That's what I want to know.
So second level, shot off the clothes. Also before, once you get to a certain point, I'm not sure if it's how many clothes you shoot off or how many villains you kill, how many enemies you kill, but on the screen it'll say, warning, too much intimacy, and that's the start of the boss fight. And then a big machine, which I guess is a spaceship, comes through and shoots you with even more bullets, if you can believe that.
I cannot believe that.
Too much intimacy. You gotta, I'm not really sure what the story of this game is. It does,
that's great.
Whatever. So you did that. I did that. Got shot the clothes off the lady in a bikini. It takes a Polaroid, has a gallery feature. You could look at it later.
Oh, yeah.
And then afterwards, I don't know if that's supposed to be the date, but then after it cuts to a cutscene of you after a date and you talk and there's a lot of dialogue for some, and none of it's horny. It's just them talking to a woman.
That's so weird.
You're the bear man. I don't know. It's very boring. And then the date ends with them going, all right, bye-bye.
Why is that? Why is that a part of so many porno games? Boring dialogue.
I don't know. But so after the date, one of you, so the first one, the woman left and said, all right, bye-bye. I don't think this is working out. And then went to the second level. It's the exact same game, obviously.
Yeah.
Shot all the clothes off. But this time, there was no bra. Can you believe that? But they were sort of
full
on the
nipple.
Side. They're on the side. Yeah. Couldn't see any nipple.
Okay.
But we're getting there.
Playing a little coy. Yeah, all right. Nice.
Third, and then I think that one of them, their occupation was psycho. They were in army fatigues.
Cool.
And then afterwards, the bear man, which I guess is you, and you were sitting in the lounge room, and she made a joke about like killing puppies. And then the bear guy goes,
okay,
this is not working out. And then the bear man disappears.
Wow. All right. Okay.
He sort of ends things. Then the third, or maybe probably at the fifth level.
Yeah.
It's a lifeguard. And then for some reason, it never explains. Instead of shooting bullets, you shoot money at this one. But it's a lifeguard. If they were a stripper or something.
Yeah, sure,
that makes sense. But they're just a lifeguard. So you shoot the lifeguard. And the guess what? Guess what? The position this space waifu was in. Because in position. It's a photo.
Yeah, for sure. They don't change, yeah.
They're facing the front. I'm like, it might be booby time. Okay.
Oh my God.
I shot off the shorts, and then I shot off the lifeguard red uniform.
Yeah.
And underneath, the boobies were there, but there was no nipple. It was just skin. It was like a butt on the front of their chest. It was just skinned over.
What?
Then I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess this game is just no nipple, and I guess, you know, you can't shoot the pants off. Then I shot the pants off, and would you believe this? No genitals, just skin. It's like a Ken doll, just like it was a Barbie doll. Just the lumps and bumps were there, but just skin. And it made me feel sick. It was weird. I didn't like it.
For Fake Hostel, I had to download the uncensored DLC.
Right.
Because otherwise everything could be uncensored. But I just checked then, and I did that through Steam, right? It was there in Steam. I just had to change some settings to show it off. So presumably my settings right now are like, show me that good, horny, porny content.
Porno. Yeah.
And I just checked Deep Space Waifu, and there's no DLC that... What?
So it was just skin, and so it was a naked woman there, but just skin, and it just feels like real Uncanny Valley, kind of like, weird. And then I played the next level, and then the game crashed so badly that I had to restart my computer. And as I went to restart my computer, I went, I'm just going to shut it down. And I shut down my computer, and I did not play it again.
Wow.
Yeah, that's smart. That's weird.
It was weird.
That is weird.
That's so strange. Like, I'm looking through the reviews now. I'm putting on my Sherlock Holmes hat, my Sherlock Boners hat, to try and find any evidence of, like...
Whatever.
Keep going. Well, a boner isn't necessarily a boner, you know?
Yeah.
Let me put on my Sherlock penis hat and see if I can...
Sherlock cock and balls. With my partner. Big Dick.
Yeah.
Instead of Watson, it's Big Dick.
Oh, hang on. Okay. Somebody has given you instructions on how to porno it up. Okay.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Right click on Deep Space Waifu and Steam Library. Hover over Manage in the drop down menu. Click Browse Local Files. Find the folder named Deep Space Waifu _data. Right click in the folder. Select New. Add a text document. Name the document nude.patch and start. Deep Space Waifu, and then you can see genitals.
Wow!
So you gotta hack the game.
You gotta hack. You don't
full
on
nipples or whatever. That's so funny.
The weird part is looking at the and this is gonna be something we're gonna get to with my game as well. But Jackson, so the gameplay of your game sucks shit.
Yeah.
Hayden, looking at your game, Deep Space Waifu,
It's all right.
The gameplay looks like fun.
Yeah, it's just like it's like asteroids. You're just floating around the screen, and stuff comes at it, and you shoot the stuff, and then you have to dodge the bullets. Yeah. It's relaxing. Yeah. You know, you can.
It's plenty good.
Yeah, you just sort of switch your brain off, and then all of a sudden a hitbox will come up. And you're, oh, I'm going to shoot the pants off this woman in space.
Yeah. What the hell?
It was for some reason ginormous, but they never addressed that. Also, why they're in space? Don't know, but at least it's called Deep Space Waifu.
Yeah.
Are they in? Like, are they giant in the cutscenes? Like the post?
No, no, no. They're normal in the cutscenes, but they're giant in space.
Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to check because that would be another insane layer to this game. That if in the date you're little and the woman is giant.
So what? Not. In terms of like actual eroticism, Hayden, what are we talking here?
Very little. So there is a mode. So you play it like WASD to control your thingy, and then you sort of click to shoot. But there is a mode where you can just use your mouse.
Okay,
which we get why. It's a one-handed.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine anyone's doing that because it's not sexy. And also the cutscenes, to be fair, I maybe played 7 levels, right?
Yeah.
So maybe later down the track the dialogue gets hotter. But there's certainly not. There can't be any cutscenes if they're just showing a patch of skin. A disturbing patch of skin.
Yeah, unless you've
not
going to
be any sexy
out how to
cutscenes.
Hack the nude patch in. But like also, if you imagine, like before I was saying, say you're actually sitting down to do big comms playing Deep Space Waifu. So you've got the mouse in one hand, your hog in your other hand.
Yeah.
Mm. Are you like
one third chubbed, which is the minimum you have to be to load up a porno game.
Yeah. And then like so you're clicking to shoot off the clothes, but presumably you're scrolling up past. So you're
well, you scroll up and then you also scroll down.
Oh, okay. So you're sort of moving.
You sort of move around and it's sort of a random pattern. But it is kind of frustrating because you'll get to a beat. It's like, I want to shoot, you know, the sleeves off. And then all of a sudden you don't make it in time because you're distracted by. Also, there's like a lot of enemies. You just are flooded with enemies the whole time. There's barely a second to breathe to shoot off the clothes.
And then like. Presumably the level will end eventually and you've maybe had 2 moments of actually looking at a nippleless boob. Well,
what you can do is after the level ends, you have a free scroll time where you can look at the, not all at once, but you can scroll up and down and you can look at the body. The body. Well, I guess it is a body. It makes it sound like they're dead. They're not dead. They're just in space.
That's good to hear.
You look at the Deep Space Waifu, but if you don't shoot all the clothes off, you can't shoot anymore. Your shooting window is done because you've beat this evil space boss. So if you didn't get there in time, you're just looking at a closed lady in space.
Do you think that you would have been able to do big comms playing this game? Do you think you could do it?
I don't think I could, even if I tried really hard, which I don't want to.
No,
but
good
even if
God,
I did,
no.
I don't know if I could.
Yeah, well, I think, I'm the same. Like, obviously... Fake Hostel, there was nude women, but like my brain the whole time would be like, dude, you know, you can, like I said earlier, you can imagine a cock or pussy or a butthole or whatever.
Absolutely, you can.
But also,
you can imagine 3.
Yeah,
I did.
And then went inside a butt.
But also, you can, you know, every second that you're like scrolling up and down a fully clothed woman, you know, you can alt tab to like the internet where there's. Yeah, truly baffling. Truly baffling.
Yeah, I don't know, because I just don't think I could look at a patch of skin like a frog where genitals were supposed to be but are not. I don't think I could ever look at that and be like, yep, here we go.
It would be cool if genitals were there. Yeah. Let me if you're imagining genitals on a person... Hey, idiot, you're already imagining genitals.
Yeah, you don't need this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. How many boners? What are we talking?
I'm also going to give it 0 boners. Oh, you know what? I'll give it 0 boners, but I'll give it 1 thumb.
Yeah,
because
fair.
The actual asteroids bit was, you know, was all right. It's like, it was whatever. You play it. It's not super fun, but it's kind of mindless and it's kind of relaxing. You sort of do it, shoot some stuff.
Jackson, you paid $10 for your game. Deep Space Waifu was $2.50 Australian.
$2.25 at the moment. It's on sale.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Grab it now.
Grab it now while you can. Now that you know that the nude patch works, it'll save you from the skin patch.
To be honest, just you're right, Hayden. I might actually give Fake Hostel 1 thumb because the pipe game... I was looking forward to when I could do the pipe game again and didn't have to watch the pornos. Mm. So...
Zero boners, one thumb. Zero boners, one thumb. Yeah. So that brings me to my game. And mine was a very baffling experience because... Right. So obviously, as we've established, Jackson, your game can just be played with a mouse.
Yeah.
Hayden, yours is keyboard and mouse, but you can just put it in mouse
mode. There is a
the game.
There's an option and there's a little winky face when you try and click on the mouse.
Oh,
They know
what you're doing.
They're like, oh yeah, one hand.
Okay, buddy. All right,
have one there.
Enjoy, buddy.
Fucking tug that cog, or rub that puss.
They know.
Did you say tug that cog? What did you say?
Tug that cog, baby.
Oh, tug that cog is good. Let's bring that back.
Tug the cog.
Bring it back. We all used to say
it. Tuss the puss, dude.
Yeah.
Tuss the puss, tuss the cog.
So both of your games can be played one-handed. Mm-hmm. I am playing a game that also has overwhelmingly positive reviews.
How many reviews do you remember?
I cannot remember. One thing I do remember, though, is the price point. And knowing that, Hayden, you paid $2.25 for your game, and Jackson, I think you paid $7
like
or $8. I paid $18.50 for mine.
Wow!
But I was very, very, very curious, because the name of my game is Castle in the Clouds DX.
Okay.
That doesn't sound horny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this game is a Metroidvania, or it's actually very similar to just like a Castlevania game.
Okay.
That is horny.
All right.
So it's like platformery sort of.
Platformery, got to find new items to explore new
areas. I'm watching
areas.
Some gameplay now. Interesting.
It is full on pornos. Which does come into it in a real weird. There's cutscenes.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
And also, there's like, yeah, so like we said at the start of the episode, there is an air of unpleasantness to this game.
Yeah.
Bad vibes.
Yeah, bad vibes. But then also, this game has like a good soundtrack, plays well, has full controller support, has like 20 unlockable items.
Far out.
It's just baffling because it feels like this studio could have easily just made a non-porno game that did pretty well.
Yeah, and you could have called Castle in the Cloud. That's
yeah,
cool
you
name,
wouldn't
yeah.
have to change the name at all.
Yeah. So, just this, go into the root files and go unnude.patch and that would have sorted it right out.
Well, when you start the game, there is actually, it's like, do you want to play the not safe for work version or the safe for work version?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, so they're allowing for people who just want a pure gaming experience.
Sort of.
Okay.
So,
give us a rundown.
The character designs are still horned.
Yeah, I'm watching some gameplay of it now, and the boob physics on these little sprites is so funny.
So, yeah, what do you play as? What kind of character are you?
Yeah.
So, you're a bounty hunter. So, the game starts, and it's like, do you want to use a whip or a sword? Like, you get to pick your weapon.
Okay.
Whip, obviously, surely.
Yeah.
No, so you go sword, because the whip is annoying. Because, yeah, it plays just like Castlevania. So, whip, longer reach, less damage. Sword, closer, but more damage. Mm. And I'm a let's finish every fight as quick as possible kind of guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Get to the cutscenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta tug that cug.
So you gotta tug your cug, dude. Gotta twist your puss. I get it.
That's it. Yeah, so, like, there's like a whole bunch of lore and stuff like that. Like, you're trying to get treasure and become really rich as a bounty hunter. You get attacked by thieves.
Oh, I'm watching gameplay of it now. It's like way older school than I would imagine.
Yeah.
It's like you could, it's a game that you would kind of play, has the vibe of a game you would play like on an arcade machine.
Yeah. Really does.
It's like 8-bit. It's like a weird,
it's like
16-bit, modern 8-bit.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I really find her run hilarious because she looks like she's doing a sexy Naruto run.
Yeah.
So funny. Oh my
so
God.
There's just like there's a lot of unlockables, like there's secret items that like give you more health and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So playing it, I was like, what is going on here? And so some of the horniness is there's certain enemies that if you run into, it turns into like a cutscene of like, you know,
in the middle
banging.
Of a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, certain enemies have like love hearts above their head, and if you run into them, and that gives you plus one lust, damages. So you get the scene.
Yep.
Then you can finish this. So also the gameplay does a weird thing where there's a bar on the side of the scene, so you've got to tap Well, I was playing with a controller because I was like, let's see how well the controller support is, because it's crazy that this porno game lets me use an Xbox controller.
Playing it with the Duke control- could be the dream.
Flawless controller support. So.
Does it have vibration on?
Yeah.
I don't remember, because I was just
tuck it between your dick and balls and have the time of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually, maybe it's made so that you put one of your Xbox handles in your butthole.
Yes!
The rest is resting in the gooch, then you can play it like that, side on. But yeah, no, yes. I don't think so. So yeah, you get plus one lust and a cutscene, and with the cutscene, there's like a... if you tap A and you fill the bar, the scene ends. Or you can hit like a... like let it drop to the bottom, and then usually there's a cum shot... and then the scene ends.
Oh, so if you're having a bat, you're tugging your cug, you can just keep tapping A or whatever, and it'll sort of stay in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an interesting feature.
I've been watching gameplay of this game in the background. A crazy thing that maybe, I don't know if you ever got up to this point, Dusha, but the protagonist appears to be in some kind of lava cave, and there's an impenetrable wall she can't get through, but it has a little tentacle dangling off the wall.
Yeah.
And if she makes love to that tentacle, it opens the wall. That's... Yeah.
So
awesome.
the tentacle stuff is pretty early in the game, but I did play, so Jackson, because I watched you play Fake Hostile, I think you played for about an hour. I put about an hour into this as well.
That's good.
I beat three bosses. Every boss fight was very unique, which again was a very weird experience.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
Do you think that they made the game as a game and then were like, hey, we could make this pornos too?
Yeah, true.
There's a gap in the market for good pornos games.
I think this is an adaptation of a Newgrounds Flash porno game that was a simpler version of this. So I think what they've done is they took like the boss designs, put them in this still, and then kind of filled out the rest of the game to be more gamey.
Right.
So I think it was porno game. Porny. And then it's getting less and less porny. But also like... so the lust thing, once you get 10 lust, you can go speak to the mayor of the town, who's like, yeah, sweet, here's like a sex worker license. So then you can just go sleep with guys in the town so that they give you money. So then you can use that money to just buy whatever. So you get, that means obviously means more scenes. There's a hectic gallery mode.
Cool.
And it was just like the most baffling experience, because at no point was I horny.
Yeah.
But there was points where I was like there was one point where I died on a boss and I was like, all right, well, I got to go back to town. I realized that I was like backtracking to power up to fight this boss in a porn game. And I was like, what am I doing?
I'm watching a boss fight right now. This is such a polished game. So it appears to be a giant genie woman. And
that's the second boss.
Her pendulous breasts are hanging below her face, and you're jumping from breast to breast as they jiggle beneath you as you fight off the chairs and tables that she's throwing at you. That rolls, man.
That's good fun. Are the scenes, like, because it's sort of like, I think, is it 16-bit the right word? Like, it's pixelated.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's like 16, it's like 8 and 16-bit inspired, because like... Obviously, it's a modern game, so they're not actually under those constraints.
Yeah.
The cutscenes are still in that style, but they're way more detailed than a game of that time would have been.
Yeah,
makes sense.
For sure.
Okay, sure. So it's still kind of pixelated and blocky, but not blocky enough.
If you go to the store and you've got adults only turned on, like there is literally, I think that, because most porn game trailers don't show much porn. This one's just like
porn
straight off the bat.
Sure.
Yeah, great. Fabulous. What?
Yeah. Baffling experience, because I was having fun. Again, this is crazy. I was having fun playing the porn game for the game aspect.
Yeah. Well, would you say that this was, like, was there any snifter of eroticism for you at any point?
No, not really.
Yeah, that's fair. But,
like,
so
I reckon that if I was, like, 15,
it would have been
enough.
Would have done the trick.
It is full on.
Yeah.
And the game does do like a good thing of like kind of teasing it, I guess.
Sure.
It's all about the, what do you call it? The expectation, you know?
Which, to be honest, seems better than both mine and Hayden's, where, Hayden's was all tease and then no payoff.
And mine was all anticipation.
Disgusting payoff.
Yeah.
With no tease. Yeah.
So, I still, like, again, it's just so, so baffling. And like, because they're, like, scenes, like, there's, like, hidden ones as well, like, because of the outfit the character's wearing, there's one where while they're building, like, the bar in the town, if you go into the downstairs thing, you walk up the stairs, but there's a guy behind you, so you just get, like, a secret scene of this guy being like, damn, look at that ass. And then, like, there's no sex in that scene, it's just the ass walk, well...
Yeah, yeah.
Lady walking up the stairs, but just, like, ass.
Just butt.
Yeah, butt. And then, because there's, like, dialogue down the bottom, the guy's like, man... I could watch this all day.
Do you think that it would be possible, like, even if it does nothing for you, would it be possible to use this game to do big comms to?
Yeah, honestly, I reckon it would be. But again, it does still have the air of unpleasantness of a porno. Like, as in this.
Absolutely.
Although, to be fair, like, yours has the best vibes out of any of them far. Mm. By a significant margin.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You could trick yourself into believing you're playing it for the game. It is more expensive. But I also, like, I wouldn't have played it if it wasn't for this podcast.
Mm.
Yeah, imagine if I revealed that I already had owned it and was like, God, I got to talk about this game.
60 hours played. Oh, my God.
Never played it before.
I just checked. Yeah. It was 90 minutes, which is, again, ridiculous.
That's nuts.
That's, yeah, oh, my God.
What am I for fake hostel? 41. 41 minutes.
Damn. 41.
Yeah, there you go.
I know. We'll never know for Hayden because he made a burner account. I won't be honest.
Yeah. Let me look it up. I'll look it up. Give me one sec.
Yeah, I think it's worth noting because, interestingly, Dusha, I mean, like, you know, not to put words in your mouth, but this seems like it could be like a 3-thumb, 0-boner game or even more.
Or, to be honest, probably 3-thumb, 1-boner game.
Yeah, fair call. Absolutely fair review there, I think.
26 minutes is what I played.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I probably would have played more if it didn't crash my whole computer. I probably would have done really another
you?
Level.
Would you? Okay, so would you have played more if, say, you messaged us and said, hey, there's no porno, it's just skin, and then Jackson was like, oh, here's how you install the nude patch.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I would have done that.
Yeah, good. Because it would have been interesting to see, yeah, what
just
your,
to see.
Just to
what
see.
Your review would have been then. Yeah, just to see what you say.
So, yeah. Yeah. Well done to Castle in the Clouds DX. Again, has some bad vibes.
Yeah,
so
for
this
sure.
This is not a positive review, but also 3 thumbs and maybe 3 thumbs and half chub.
Yeah, fair call.
You're a half mast.
Yeah, there you go. Those are the boneriest games that we've ever reviewed. And this is the beginning of a trend. Who knows?
Well, they're the most bonery games, but... In total, out of all the games, it was half a boner out of a potential 15. So,
well, I think we all remain truly baffled by the idea of a porno game.
Yeah. Actually, Jackson, do you think that Duke Nukem, the bit where the lady shows her boobies, do you think Duke Nukem is a higher boner score than
I would say
Fake
so,
Hostel?
Yeah. I would say absolutely. Because in Duke Nukem, I understand that he's meant to be like a... You know, he's a hunk of man. The women, they are attracted to Duke Nukem because he's within the universe of the game, at least, a very attractive man.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm going around, you know, fighting the aliens or whatever, and I pass a little sprite of a lady and she's like, hey, Duke, bro, here's my tits or whatever. I'm like, sweet.
Hell yeah.
It feels mutual. Whereas when Pedro is having sex with a woman using a toilet brush, I'm like, oh, I'd like to throw up, please.
That's just so horrid. Just
absolutely
so horrid.
Atrocious.
This actually feels like a good time, though, to just quickly have a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you, sponsors.
Thank you so much, sponsors.
You are so blessed to be advertising on the first ever episode of Boner Cramps.
That was nice to hear the last ever ads being played on this show.
So now, we have some emails to get to. Right, and unfortunately, I don't think any of these emails have come in. Four boner cramps are all, in fact, thumb cramps.
That's
emails.
Okay. We'll answer them as best we can.
Maybe it's because they emailed us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, and we do not have an email address called bonercrampspod@gmail.com, but maybe it's something we'll look into.
A thumb cramp is great because, like, you know, something that happens to your thumb after too much gaming. A boner cramp feels like you should really see a doctor.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah, what's actually happening?
Well,
what's contracting?
So this first email is from Matt, and actually does tie in today's episode. Please review. So Matt, subject none. Mm-hmm. Literally wrote the word none.
Okay, right. Beautiful.
From Matt, and the email just says, "Please review more PC games, less Nintendo. I like Jackson's take on things. Don't do them myself, but it makes me laugh. More later, Matt." Okay.
Well, that was three PC games for you. There you
Matt,
go.
That was three PC games. So just to go through those, Matt, it was Deep Space Waifu.
Yeah.
It was Fake Hostel, and it was Castle in the Clouds DX. Three games for your computer.
What does DX stand for? Do you know?
Deluxe.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, Deluxe.
Of course.
Well, and also, I would like to know what he means by, "I like Jackson's take on things, but I don't do them myself." Doesn't do my takes?
I think it's more he doesn't play Fake Hostel.
Would never play the video game Fake Hostel featuring Pedro.
Yeah,
the plumber.
And the toilet brush, yeah.
Pedro for Smash, please.
It could happen. It could happen.
As always, a chance.
Mm. So this is a baffling question that we got as an email.
Yeah.
So James from Canada has sent us an email that just says, "Subject, very important question for the pod."
Mm-hmm. Sure.
"The Australian CAA has sent us back in time armed with a Nintendo Switch and a game of our choosing. We need to kill Hitler with a video game. What are you picking?"
Block knockers. Croco block knockers, dude.
Croco block knockers gets the job done.
We're just bludgeoning him to death with a Nintendo Switch.
No, it's in like, it's in a game. He needs to play a game that is so overwhelming that he dies.
Imagine I'm sitting down with Adolf Hitler.
I mean, Hayden, if hitting him over the head with a Nintendo Switch is your answer.
Yeah,
I think that's
fine.
I'd find the heaviest game, one with the most data, so it has the heaviest, you know, presence in the thing. And I would bludgeon him with the heavy Switch.
The answer for you, then, I think, is the deluxe edition of Metroid Dread.
True.
There you go.
Which is quite big.
That's the one I choose.
200-page art book.
I'd sit Hitler down. I'd be like, "Hey, man, okay, so you're a little lizard." And he'd be like, "No, I am not. I am Adolf Hitler." And I'd be like, "No, in the game, dude.
Dude.
You're a little lizard and you work for a freight company." He'd be like, "I am actually the dictator of Nazi Germany." And I'd be like,
No, Hitler.
Moron. In the video game for the Nintendo Switch, you are a lizard. And if you get the blocks in the right places, you get some anime titties." And then I would play the game for him because he'd be bad at it. And when we got the anime titties, he'd have a heart attack and die.
Yeah, that's cool. I reckon WarioWare get it together.
Quick. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has the Twitch responses needed for WarioWare.
Yeah. Well, I'd give him WarioWare get it together and he'd get addicted to it and sucked off by it and I'd steal his gun and unload it down like the top of his head.
Yeah, I didn't realize we were allowed to shoot him with a gun. That would be my answer too. I'd shoot him with a gun.
You got to kill him with the video game.
I'd get my Nintendo Switch, put Croco Block Knockers on it, put it on the accelerator of the car, and just drive into Hitler in the middle of one of his speeches.
Yeah.
I'm from the future. Bye. Yeah.
Put WarioWare get it together in his mouth. Rub his little Hitler neck. He swallows it. He starts to choke. I take him to a vet, get him put down like a dog.
Mm. Yeah, perfect. My dog is sick. That's the dictator of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler.
Incorrect.
Wrong again, Mr. Vatman.
It's so bitter. It's so bitter.
Why does it make it taste like this? So kids don't eat it. Shut up!
And finally, to bring the episode home, Bruno has emailed us and asked for some game help. I'm in need of some assistance, Thumbos. Well, actually, we're Boneros today, Bruno,
but
pretty close.
Okay. We'll answer nevertheless.
I'm bored and have nothing to play. Minecraft is good, but a bit boring now, and I need to find something new. I'm a big D&D fan, and I'm thinking about getting Skyrim, or alternatively, getting a Game Boy Color and playing Pokemon Fire Red, as I've never played a proper Pokemon game before. So I'm going to stop you there, Bruno. You're not going to need a Game Boy Color for Pokemon Red. You're going to need a Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, sounds good so far. My problem is that I don't know which one to get. To get Skyrim, which will be fun, or spend loads of money to get Fire Red. Can you guys help me out? Give me your opinion on which one is best. And any game recommendations for the Xbox wouldn't go amiss either. Love the pod and all of the Sandspence Network. Keep up the good work. From Bruno.
Here's the trick. Is that Skyrim is probably going to be like $2 on Steam in the future soon. Start with Skyrim because it'll be cheap and you can find out if you like it, which you probably will.
Skyrim's a great game.
It's a good game. It's come out as many times as it has for a reason. If you don't like it, you probably won't have spent that much money. You can move on to Fire Red. Yeah. Or get an emulator. Yeah,
I was going to say, you don't need to spend $1 million to get the retro gear. Just get an emulator. It works fine.
Yeah.
Or just wait. Remake is Diamond and Pearl, right?
Yeah.
Mm. They're pretty good games too. They're one of my favorites of the series, Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah. Available on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. Is that the one where you have the Pokemon following you around?
I'm going to stop you there.
Yeah.
I've never played Diamond and Pearl. Cannot answer that question for you.
All right.
I played it, but I forget how it goes. Can you not get the original Skyrim on Steam?
Surely you can.
Because I can only find the special edition.
Well,
how much is the special edition?
Yeah.
$40? No, $54 bucks Australian?
That's disgusting.
It should not be that much.
You'll be able to get it on Xbox cheaper than that.
Oh, absolutely. Or get Xbox Game Pass, and it's for free.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. Just get Xbox Game Pass, Bruno, and my advice is that every single game on that. Just play every single game on there, yeah. Bruno, unless you are under 18. In which case, make sure you abide by the local classification system.
Exactly. Which is deathly important to us here at Boner / Thumb Cramps.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
If you're over 18, play a little game called any of the ones we reviewed today. That'll occupy you for, judging by our experiences, about 2.5 hours or something. That's some time.
But then also, in many ways, if you play any of the games we recommended today, you just figure out which one you like best. Because if it's mine, then Metroidvanias might be for you.
That's true.
If it's Hayden's, then maybe you like a shoot 'em up quick style game. And if it's Jackson's, stop playing video games. Go
maybe you're a freak.
Police.
Go to therapy.
Yes. And if you want to send us an email, you can find us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Today's episode has come to 5 thumbs. Mm-hmm. And half a chub.
Yeah, true.
Was it a 4 thumbs?
I went 3. You guys both went
1.
Oh,
I didn't measure my 3. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's a game, which was, again, baffling.
Playable
more
game.
Shocking than. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. 3 thumbs, lots of things 2 boners.
That. Yeah. Impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive.
That's pretty good. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Hayden.
Stay horny.
And Hayden, where can we find you?
I'm streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/HaydenHaydenHaydenHaydenH. That's 4 Haydens and 1 H. I've been streaming recently the crossword, the New York Times crossword on Sunday afternoons or evenings. Melbourne time is really fun. Come hang
out.
Cool
to think you could stream Deep Space Waifu, huh?
What?
There's no genitals.
Yes, there's no space where genitals are supposed to be.
Why would Twitch know what to do?
Yeah, you could also... Jeff Bezos' head would explode. I don't know. Is this rude or not? Also find me on Shut Up A Second, another Sans Pants Radio podcast. Jackson Bailey himself is in a lot of the episodes.
That's true.
Joel's in it sometimes as well. It's very fun.
Yeah, I'm there sometimes. Anyway, like Jackson said before, stay horny, everyone. And this is Boner Cramps boning out of here.
Alley-oop.
Bone on, everyone.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sandspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.